didn't introduce that episode last episode, so
and we ain't do it this time either.
Let me introduce you. Oh, can I do my job?
Oh,
it's episode 122 of the Big Podcast. What's happening?
Can I just readjust myself, please?
No, we are actually about to embark. We're about to embark in the videos that we've set to review tonight, actually.
What is going on?
I'm just chilling.
No, you're cooked. You're just, you know, you're cult.
I have something to say.
It's not about him. This is about my
family. I'm going to be hearing a lot about this.
I don't give a...
I would like to say the same, but I'm worried about people calling me a bad friend for just not editing this.
If you're mad at him, I'm mad at you because you're being a bad friend to me by acting weird and shady, acting like you didn't do some shit to do, and you know you did.
I'm a fan. Oh, I just don't want to be like...
The truth
out,
is the truth.
Know.
She's airing out house phone about some shit. It happened way back when that really doesn't matter now. So why it's even being brought up, I don't know. It's weird.
What? You better let him know. I've pulled up with security.
And then she says she's going to pull up with security.
Security's going to have a turn with you too.
Star trans woman is saying that house phone from No Jumper and her did a act in the past. Adam messed up.
The fact that house phone is Adam's friend, even if this is something that was known about, I just feel like it's irrelevant. Like, why does it matter now? When the person that exposed this house phone situation said, I don't give a, Adam said, I don't either. Did anybody notice that?
This is the thing that Adam does. His, like, business model is to get new, fresh topics, new interviews from new, fresh artists, new, fresh social media content creators. Coming onto the show, that's his thing. So if you're hot, if some numbers go crazy, you have to do with Adam. He's going to talk about it. He might bring somebody in. He might call him on the phone. It's content. Adam has done things where people have been completely incapacitated on drugs, allegedly, and they passed out. Jonathan Cabana, a.k.a. Boot Gang.
This person decided, oh, I want to try to get some clout off a house phone, bro. No, and he ain't going to do it on the channel that I work on.
You know, let's just talk about the Flacco situation. Adam told Lush to call to get some research in and talk to some people that are saying that Flacco was lying about where he's from. He made it a whole subject of a show with Flacco as the thumbnail. Like, Flacco got to a point where he was asking people to fight. This is his employee. He had a content idea, whether it dropped in his hands, because things drop in your hands when you have a reputable platform and people want to get on it, right? People call in and see, you know, if they can get on your platform. Let's be real about it.
Hey, if you remember what we said on Sledge Liz that she, like, took offense to or whatever. Whatever. We're like, let's have her on the podcast. Now, she dropped a comment on that Instagram thing that said, ask house phone about me.
If something happened between two people and somebody doesn't feel comfortable with certain things being aired out, the other person, no matter what your whatever is, the other person should respect that. It's not about being embarrassed about anything. It's about not everybody has to know.
I turn 28 next week, so I come from the age where if you do something like that, you a lame.
But what's the purpose of doing that?
It was called, that's just this new age stuff, bro. I just don't understand it. I don't come from that club. Like, dog, everybody don't gotta know what you doing exactly. All the time, bro. Everybody exactly. Don't gotta know everything about your life, everything that happened. Just because you are a corn star doesn't mean that you can talk about all the partners that you have. People don't sign up for that and they sleep with you, bro. Sledge Lords, it's not doing crazy numbers.
We're not really, like, in the business of exposing people for views at this point. We always turn it down. Maybe a couple exceptions. There might be some that might make that a slightly hypocritical situation.
Adam kept this information out there. He was using an editing app where you can put the transcript of the video. You know, he was like, he was looking for every time she mentioned house phone's name. He sent one text message on Monday at 2:22 p.m. The editor said that he messed up. Danny said house phone's name. Danny Mullen said, sorry, house phone. We need the views. And they missed that. House phone's name was bleeped out.
Who said?
If they missed it, why was house phone's name bleeped out? Answer my question. Do you still believe it? He said he missed the edit. He said he didn't see House Phone on the transcript. Yet, House Phone's name was bleeped out and still stayed in the interview till January 20th, even though he's saying that he sent a text message on Monday at 7:22 p.m. to edit it. Why did it take so long?
I said it was done on purpose.
Yeah, House Phone has been having a lot of problems, bro. Damn. Like, yeah, it's been a rough, like, last 2 years for your boy. And then Adam does this.
Right, and then you have a boss who turns around and it's like a slap in the face.
You sign up for this when you get onto a content creation center because shooting stuff live, people are going to catch it. So it can be kind of salacious because you want to get those looks. Honestly, bro, she promoted what she was going to talk about. She put the accusations out there low-key.
And Adam still put her on the show.
And he kept it out for 5 days.
Relationship, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that we are in a successful relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. So, based on that, do you think it would be conducive for us to talk about relationships more? Would you be cool with that?
I would be fine with that, yeah.
Okay. Do you think that we got some game that we could put down that some to pick up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got some you could use and not abuse, goddamn me. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
We've
talked about this and we ain't got it. Let me just throw it out there. We ain't got it. It's definitely been on the brain to make you minds officially, like legally, because you're already minds, but like on paper. I was thinking of doing a family thing, immediate family, and you know, just doing it up.
Yeah.
And going to the courthouse, making it official, maybe do a video about it, you know, put it in the archives.
Or even a church, too.
Because the ceremony don't necessarily have to be at that point. We're trying to get somewhere. This is a thing, like women saying they want a dream wedding, and I guess it's a thing for like your friends to pitch in so that you can have an extravagant wedding. That just doesn't make sense if you don't have it where to just throw away, because that's what you're doing. If you don't have the money to do it, you're taking away something to make your marriage look good, and I don't really think that's what it's about.
I'd rather travel somewhere, like, go somewhere and enjoy yourself. You don't really need to have all this extra. What really matters? You are getting married.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to go all out and get into debt to become married. The impatience thing that we have today with relationships and how things are just supposed to be instant, that's just not real. That's going to put a strain on a relationship in the long run. Everything comes with time. But with podcasting, it's best to talk about things that you're good at, because you want to give the audience something that they can take away from the podcast. The media puts a certain light on things that need not be spotlighted because people are learning the wrong things in regards to relationships. For the last however many months, the media has spotlighted on the relationship of Blueface and Krishan Rock. There's videos of him putting his hands on her, her putting her hands on him. Last thing she did was hit him in the back of the head with a Hennessy bottle. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not saying it to Krishan and Blueface, but I'm saying it to the obsession that we have with these toxic relationships. And since they're the poster child of it, Krishan and Blueface. Relationships like that. Why would people want, I don't understand why people want to go through the worst things in relationships. Do y'all not understand that people get in relationships like these?
Like,
kids get scarred in relationships like these. What is it with making the worst decisions when it comes to relationships? And then it's like, oh, try to make it work once you've done nothing to actually make it work. You want to be with somebody because they say thing, but y'all not compatible and y'all fight all the time. It just seems like we have a culture of people that settle. It may not be settling in terms of what they think settling is. It's settling in like terms of, oh, this person has this, this, and that, so I want. Instead of, I like this person and they go in the same direction that I'm going. It's like people get in relationships just to hate.
They don't need to be together. I don't know why they're still together. And like you said, it really sucks that there's a light being shown on them. Sorry. Yeah, on them. To make it seem like it's okay to be like that in a relationship when it's not. Then this clip, they need some...
They don't need to be
therapy or something. I don't know. Like,
Blueface is broke. This is how he's garnering attention and possible revenue for the last however many months.
So you think it's content? You think they're doing... You think this is done for content? Like,
yeah, why would he be putting himself through this if he had money? Just think about that. This dude is explaining to people on the internet, writing paragraphs. He's uploading stacks of cash to academics. His ownership of the house is allegedly in jeopardy, according to academics. He's uploading pictures of OnlyFans earnings. Bro, he's broke. And as a rapper, with the lifestyle that he has, he's broke.
So, what is he doing? Like,
He's trying to hold on to whatever clout or recognition that he has, because the music, where's the music at? Now, I will say that, like, he had a song with Fabio Horn that I messed with. Like, he had a couple little features that I messed with in the last couple years, but these are features. He had his little run with the Thotiana stuff, but how many years ago was that? Everyday Struggle was still on. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens in this rap game, and, bro, like, think that, like, he's just in love and that's why he's doing this. That's why, bro, they're paying,
not in love with that girl. Come on,
they're
now
paying a PR team to put out all of this stuff. They have a show on the low budget Zeus. Yeah, come on, man. He need money. That's why he was on No Jumper. You know what I'm saying? Bro, a dude that if he is a real street dude that really is about his paper, he don't want to be around that because that's too hot.
Yeah.
You get in fights with her family. Yeah. Bruh, they both meet. I don't know what it is. You know, he probably burning both ends of the candle. That's really what it is. He probably, as much money is coming in, he's probably going right back out.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out how to, you know, get up out of that cycle. Yeah. You got to. Because what if, like, bro, if she all of this, I wish I had screenshotted some of the tweets that he was putting out. If she all of this, why you with her?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't really understand it, to be honest with you.
It's
like,
stupid,
it's
bro.
It's so stupid.
I don't understand why it's so cool to be stupid. Like, just, oh. Like, oh, I got with this guy. He was super jealous. So, you know what I did? I his best friend, the homeboy, and he almost killed himself. And then that's when I broke up. It's like, you're stupid, bro. You wasted all that time just to make somebody feel bad?
And you know what irritates me too? Every time I see a video of Krishan and Blueface getting into it or whatever, you look at the comment section, people are feeling bad for Krishan. Why do you feel bad for somebody that has absolute control over anything and everything that they do? Like, I don't understand. What do you feel bad for?
Because women, when it comes to, like, accountability, a lot of women on the internet want to be treated as children. So they want to be looked at as, oh, I couldn't do anything to get out of this situation.
Stop
it's
being
just
a victim.
Horrible. Like, it's just horrible for me. I can't, he's holding me. I can't go any, like, bro. Oh, my God.
Stop posting something today. Victim mentality will get you killed. No one is coming. It's up to you. So, what's up?
So, we talked about this before, but we can unpack it again.
Yeah.
There was a time where I've actually been telling Satara to, like, leave her job for, like, the last 2 years. We started working and relatively close to each other, and then I ended up leaving that job because it just didn't, mentally, it just was not the right fit for me. Satara's job was a little bit different. It was okay, but I'm the type of person that, like, I've had a lot of jobs because I've quit a lot of jobs. It's not because I've been fired, I've probably been fired like twice. Chick-fil-A, Walmart, the police department, the bakery. I worked at Burger King for like a week. The call center, GoPuff. The call center I was working at before I moved. So that's at least eight jobs. And I'm sure I've had more than that. So yeah, that's a pretty nice percentage.
I haven't had that many.
I've had at least 10 jobs. So only being fired from two, that's a high percentage. But the thing is, like, and I don't think, like, see, the thing with me about change is that I've always had to be able to adapt. Like, move, and I think that's a good thing because I've had a lot of times to, like, try to figure out what I like and what I don't like.
Right.
Even if I suffered, like, because, like, it was a time where I was working at Chick-fil-A, going to community college, and going to Bible school. And I figured out that maybe this Bible school stuff isn't for me. I don't think it was for me in the situation that I was in. And I figured out with the whole school stuff that I'm like, oh, liberal arts degree. I ain't really about to do nothing with no liberal arts degree. So what's the point of getting it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that kind of helped me because I just said, okay, I'm going to just work because that's what I could do at the time. Even though, you know, I didn't have the information that I had when I got the job, you know, when we got into where we are right now, because I had to learn it. But a lot of people nowadays, they ain't really teaching themselves anything, so I could see why they scared. But it's just, bro, you just gotta do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be telling you, because you be scary.
I do be scary.
You be, and it's like, dog, just do it. Like, fam, I post every day. I don't post on all social media sites every day, but there's at least 1 to 3 social media sites that I post on every day. And sometimes I get down on myself. Sometimes, and like, there's a lot of things that come into it, and I'll just be real. And we jumping around, but we just talking about this fear thing because I stop being scared, bro. Because,
yeah.
Bruh, we're not doing nothing that's going to kill us. Yeah. I'm not talking about, oh, go rob a bank because you got a possibility of getting killed. Bruh, if you want to try to do something as far as content creation goes or as far as changing your career, you can do that. People think that, like, a lot of people that's, like, doing stuff out here got it all figured out and, like, they got this secret fucking potion or something. It's like, no, bro. All you got to do is jump into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the whole podcasting thing, bro. We can't say if we are good podcasters or not until we do this for 2 years straight every weekend, bro. We've been very consistent. We've been as consistent as we can be from the time that we moved here. But you was pregnant, so we had to take a break when you had the baby. But we've really been consistent, but we've changed careers, so we had to stop sometimes.
Right.
But before that, we was just inconsistent just because.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was because I didn't understand everything. And that's right. Like, bro, things take time, bro. Like,
to perfect it.
Bro, like anything, like, bro, I wouldn't have been able to work the job that I work now or be, you know, because I didn't have the emotional intelligence back in 2018. Things take time, bro. There's steps to everything. I feel like with this social media stuff, people think that everything is done like snap of a finger. And that's kind of the way that we come up as well, because people are naturally talented. Bro, that's just not everything. People think that, like, oh, he just good at this and that's it. Like, no, bro. Nobody, like, most people that is just good at stuff, they be just good and then they fizzle out because people are out working. But, like, with the whole social media thing, like, there be times where I be getting down, it's like, damn, I'm putting out bad content, damn, this, that, and the third. And you know what be the reason? It's not because I'm scared or it's not good. It's because it's not properly planned. It's not properly executed in the way that I know I can execute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think my subconscious be like, in the back like, yo, you ain't doing enough. Mm-hmm. And that's what get me down, because I be knowing I ain't doing enough. But, bruh, because I be wanting to hold myself up. No, we don't, no. Like, because now I don't want people to miss the point. You got to hold yourself accountable, you know what I'm saying? You got to push yourself. That's why, dog, bruh, I ain't got no full night's sleep. I've gotten, like, in the last, what you say, it's the last month?
Yeah, probably longer than that.
Last month or two, I've been getting, like, 3-4 hours of sleep every night. But you know why? It's because I've been watching people talk about how, oh, like I just seen somebody on Instagram the other day. He said, like, with this entrepreneur stuff, you got to be able to go to sleep late and wake up early. And Anton Daniels, he said, it's like, bro, not many people can get to where I am because you don't want to sleep 2-3 hours a night. I'm not saying to do that, but I have a family. Once Nyla goes to sleep, Satara wants to spend time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to get a good hour in, chill, talk. That's important, bro. I just don't believe in not being present as far as family goes. Like, whoever you want to be, you got to make yourself who that person is. That's why I started going so hard with this. Because I'm thinking in my head on some dumb shit. Like, oh, you might not be cut out for this. But it's like, bro, how you not cut out for something that you ain't tried 110%? Right. How you know that?
You can't perfect something overnight, especially something like this. I feel like a podcast is almost like a puzzle in a way, just mm-hmm. figuring everything out. I always tell you how I think I sound. I think I could sound a little bit better. And I think like for me, I need to, especially like for what we do, I'm not really hip on a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? So I think I need to just do more research and come like prepared, you know what I mean, to like talk about certain things. Cause me, like, I say it all the time. I'm not on the internet like that, but
you need to be though.
Right, I do need to be, because that's the type of world that we live in now, yeah. Especially.
Well, right now, see, the thing is, bro, when you, cause you know we can't get into it, but we can speak a little bit more, because it's just real. It's not like we're not allowed to talk about our job, but I just choose not to because,
yeah,
you know, you don't want to mix stuff.
Yeah, I'm straight.
But
I'm not talking about
it. Satara, I know what I'm doing. Just let me quarterback it, and then you can come behind it. You
okay, understand? Go ahead.
So, like, bro, if I don't know if a lot of people know this, but, like, when you jump into a new career and it's, like, an intern thing, and when you're, like, the first cohort, there's a lot of adjusting that has to be done.
Yeah.
The adjusting can be frustrating. It can be stressful because, you know, people are figuring things out. Right. Let's just be real with it.
Right.
Let's just look at it from a real-world point of view. Right. And I'm not mad because we work for a good company, and it's going to get figured out.
Right.
Because it's just too much money being spent for it not to get figured out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know what I'm saying? And they need us. They need us.
Yeah.
So, bro, it's a lot to deal with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Satara, like, I've been trying to, like, tell Satara, like, yo, this is going on. I was trying, like, Satara think that I just want her to smoke with me. I'm saying, you might want to pick up this, you know, do this a little bit because it's going to be a little stressful. I'm trying to tell you. And Satara, she's handling it in her own way, but it's like, we got a lot of stuff on our plate, bro.
Yeah.
We got, and it's not to make excuses, but bro, that shit takes a toll. And especially when you're not, you know, you're not putting your body, you know, putting the right things into your body all the time.
Yes.
And not, you know, drinking enough water.
Yes.
Sometimes, bro, that affects you.
It
so,
does, 100%.
Like, it sometimes it'd be a bummer because it's like, bro, because I just have high expectations. So sometimes I'm like, damn, man, we could have did that better. But that's why you do it every week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the time to mess up because we don't get no goddamn listeners.
Yeah.
we get more views on YouTube than we get listeners. And I kind of think it's because I paid for that promotion. Bro, I'm still sick about that because,
that.
Like, the number of views don't matter because we still have so much more consistency
mm-hmm.
to build on. The views don't matter, but when that dropped, because I paid for the promotion, and I'm thinking that this really won't be promoted organically. I almost cried because it's like they messed me up in the algorithm or something, dog. Yeah,
that's crazy. Like,
but, bruh, and it's like, dog, I just noticed that you just realize that when you, like, this social media stuff, like, it just take time, bro. It just take time to build up. And I'm not, the thing about me is that we're building up a career.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing that. So I'm not trying to rush to blow up with the podcast stuff. I'm not trying to skip steps, bro. Let's get better. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep progressing, getting 1% better every time we sit down. And I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not unrealistic in that, being that we both work 40 hours a week and have a daughter. Nyla's not starting. She still ain't started daycare. You want to talk about that?
Yes.
All right. So, so we've been trying to find a daycare for Nyla for damn near a year.
Yeah.
If we would have tried to find a daycare, like, right when you got pregnant, I think that would have been the only way we'd have had a spot somewhere right at the time she needed it. Because most people talk about they ain't gonna have openings until 2024, until next winter, and it's like, yo, what the heck?
Right.
So,
crazy.
We found someone that is 30 years in the business and doesn't have that many kids. What's your temperature? What are your fears?
I don't want my baby going anywhere. I want her here with me all day, every day. But I know that she needs to build social skills, and that is the only reason I am doing this, because she needs to be around other children. She needs to know that there are other kids out there like her, and she needs to learn how to socialize. And I don't want her to
be a weirdo.
Right. It sucks, but I know she has to do it. I just wish that I could, like, be there with her and, you know, all of that. It makes me emotional, of course, because, I mean, Nyla's been here with us since she was born, you know, so this is going to be, like, the first time that she's, oh, God, here comes the waterworks. Calm down. this is going to be the first time that she's going to be away from us, you know, and I told Michael, like, when you're able to get off earlier than 5 o'clock, go get my baby. Like, go get her. I don't care. Go get her. No, I want my baby home. I don't care. But I will say, this lady seems like she's very nice. She's clean.
It's close.
And affordable. Yeah, and it's close.
The thing that I was most comfortable with was that Nyla was just vibing.
She was when we got there. Yeah, she was.
I'm a full-on believer that kids can sense things, and kids can sense when people are not right. Oh, because absolutely. There's been a lot of times that we done brought Nyla around people, and
shame.
The people was not right, and Nyla knew it.
Yep.
Nyla's not a dumb baby. She's actually a little bit too smart. You know what I'm saying? But I think she'll be able to adapt, because she's been able to adapt with us both working from home.
I think she'll be fine. It's just, as parents, you're always going to have a worry for your child. You know what I mean? No matter what, even when they get to a certain age. So it's, that never is going to go away. It's just getting used to the fact that she's not going to be in our sight or in our care for a good amount of hours in the daytime, you know?
Yeah.
So, and her being able to get used to another adult caring for her in a different environment. So it's just all of, kind of just thinking about all of that.
So you know me, I'm kind of a no bull type of guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm not really going to play around.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
No game.
Like, I set the record straight on stuff.
Yep.
About how I want to be treated, my boundaries. And if you don't respect it, then we can't be cool. I'm good for cutting the motherfucker off, because I'm not about to make anybody do anything. We're not going to be fighting every day. I'm not going to be having to straighten people every day. We're not doing all of that. Bye.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
That's bad. When I was younger, I used to put up with a lot of stuff. But now that I'm older, like you said, you don't put up with BS. Yeah. You telling me, like, in certain situations, I've never seen it from that point of view. You know, I'm always that person that I'm just too nice. I tend to let people walk. I used to tend to let people walk all over me. So, like, just putting your foot down in certain situations and letting things be known, like, no, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, with black folk, it's like everything is up for debate and, like, the majority rules.
Yeah.
Where, like, whatever everybody's saying is the right way to go. Mm-hmm. And that just doesn't make sense because I think for myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give a f*** about a bond. I don't give a f*** about being related if you don't respect me.
Right.
If you don't respect what I got going on.
Right.
Because I'm not throwing my life away for nobody.
Right.
You know,
or dropping everything because you want me to. I'm not like, no, we don't do that. Like,
see,
no, I'm grown.
The thing is, just in culture, period, a man can't get mad. He can't put his foot down and say, oh, I'm not with it and this, that, and the third. And I realized that, bro, when I get mad, like, that is just, like, a lot of people just use that to be like, oh, you're wrong. You shouldn't be acting like that. Because that's the whole thing with black people. Oh, calm down. Like, it's always that you gotta calm down, but you don't want to bullshit.
Yeah.
Why I gotta calm down when you're wrong? Right. Why, if you could admit that you was wrong, I wouldn't be so hyped. Most of the time when I be getting mad, it's because I feel disrespected.
Right.
And the disrespect is unnecessary. That's usually the reason that I'm upset.
Right.
And it's like, bro, I don't know what they trying to do to men nowadays, but it's like they trying to make men docile, like, and trying to gaslight you into just taking what everybody gives you. Mm-hmm. And I don't fuck with that. So I'd just rather not flip out. I'd rather not scream on anybody. I'd just rather say, all right, fuck you. Yeah. Thing is, bro, I've had a great relationship with my girl, so I know that the great relationships exist. I know that you can communicate effectively. I know that you can consider people's feelings. You can treat them like they treat you. Everything don't gotta be hard. Like, I got a couple relationships with people like that where it's not hard.
Right.
So when it's hard, it's always difficult, and the communication's always off, and people can just never say what they want to say, and people, you know, they telling people one side of the story and trying to make it seem a certain type of way. I'm cool off of that. That's not needed in my life.
Right.
Because I don't need I don't need to sit around nobody to be successful and pay my bills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At least not nobody that I consider a friend that ain't really a friend or family. Mm-hmm. I'll get more friends once I get to the goal that I'm trying to get to. Sometimes I'll be tripping sometimes, but then it's like, nah, bro, I don't respect you. Think that you're supposed to be a doormat, yeah. And you're wrong because
exactly.
You're gonna let them treat you however you want them to treat you.
Exactly.
I'm not on that,
I'm
bro.
I'm not being no doormat for nobody, and I used to be a doormat and just let people just say whatever, do whatever, like, and
I'd rather be alone than be used and abused, bro.
And I feel like when you're treated to a certain way as such, you get tired. Snap you and you put your foot down like, I'm not dealing with this BS no more. Like, this is some BS.
And when you're treated a good way, you see that, yeah, that's how I want to be treated
by
everybody.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's how everybody going to treat me. Or I could just get treated well by the people that want to treat me well.
Exactly. Facts.
A lot of people should move like that where things are easy, bro. Why? Stop trying to make it work. You don't gotta make it work, bro. If you gotta make it work, one of y'all is being stubborn or taking advantage or don't care about the other person. It don't gotta be that hard. It don't. And if everything is that hard, you bullshit. You making it hard because you don't want to just do the right thing because you're trying to get over. That ain't it. You ain't gonna get nowhere.
People are gonna hate you.
People ain't gonna hate you, bro. You do understand, like, doing bad stuff to people, taking advantage of people, using people, that's not going to generate good karma. And somebody is always going to say, oh, well, there's people that you know, they're horrible, or they're women, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people that you know that you could do something a different way. You could do it the right way, the legit way. You got enough talent to do it, but you want to skip steps. If that's you, it's not going to work out because you have what you need to go. So just go. With that said, that is our episode. We will talk to y'all next week.